Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Hello, my favorite listeners. Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. And I'd like to first give an honor to God, because without him, I wouldn't be here to do the show, and nor would you be able to listen. Well, I'm glad to have you guys back, and I hope everybody had a healthy week, a healthy weekend, and a prosperous one. And I'm going to kick the show off with a little bit of lovely music from my repertoire of music. How about a little Al Green? Look what you've done for me.
Now that you're here with me, I want to keep you free to do the things that you want to do. The joy in life is serving you. But now the day has come, let you know where I'm coming from. Yeah, the best of my year will go to you. The only thing I can do, but these things don't come overnight. Loving you, baby, and I think I'm right. Let me say before I forget, loving you, baby, is where it's at. Yeah, oh, baby, look what you done for me.
Look what you done for me. That was 1975. You know, the 70s had the era for music. They really did. Well, once again, we're back with Stevie G. And I'm glad to have you back. You know I missed you. I'm glad that you came back and wanted to listen to me one more again. I'd like to shout out the number to dial into. If you're dialing in, if you're not on your computer, the number to dial into is 917-932-8881. That's for U.S. callers. And if you're calling out of the U.S., please give us a shout at 877-218-1183. Welcome, everybody that's in the chat room. I appreciate you coming out. And we're going to keep the music going. Because that's what this is, poetry and melodies. So let's get the melodies going. And I'm going to, I want to dedicate this song to Fam, Lynette. That's a friend of mine, but we've been knowing each other for a while. Her name is Fam, and that's what I call her. And she came on the show last week, and she had this song on Facebook. And I haven't heard this song in so many years. You know, and you know how when I was putting the show together, I was trying to think of, you know, to get my music collection together, and I was trying to think of all of the things that I could remember to have playing, like for old school music. But this is one song that I really loved when I was coming up. It's called "You're Sweet, You're Fine, You're Everything." Tomorrow's Promise is the name of the group, and I really love this song. You know, so. I'm going to put it on for you and let it play. Tomorrow's Promise. You're sweet, you're fine, you're everything.
Thank you.
tomorrow's promise. You're sweet, you're fine, you're everything. That was one of my favorite songs growing up. I really loved it, and thank you, fam, for being a reminder for me, because I really would have never remembered that song, but I really loved it. So thank you again. And I'd like to welcome Complicated Passions into the chat room. Welcome. Thanks for coming out again. And the callers on the line, I appreciate it. If you want to chime in and get your thing down, whatever that may be, you know, rap, song, poetry, please hit option one. And we're going to keep the music rolling, because music is the key. I think I'm going to put some Aaliyah on tonight. How about some Aaliyah, everybody?
When I see you,
That's Aaliyah with You Are Love. That's a beautiful rendition of the Isley Brothers song, I would say. Thank you, Aaliyah. You put it down perfectly. Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to my chat room and see who's called in. Well, we have people on the line. Like I said, if you want to get on and recite anything, just hit option one. That'll take you there. I'm going to keep the music going because I'm sure you love the music. I do. Okay, Ohio players, heaven must be like this.
Liz.
Ohio players is taking a little while to play up, so give it a second. And while I'm waiting for it to pull up, then we'll put it on. But, yes, I'm glad everybody came out, and I hope you continue to come out and have a seat with Stevie G and listen to some good music and some poetry. I really appreciate everybody that shows up every week. It's a blessing. I think my Ohio Players is kicking up right now. This is the Ohio Players, and heaven must be like this.
I think heaven is you. You know that? Yeah.
bio players, but heaven must be like this. You know, if you can call a woman heaven, she must be the greatest. So I'm going to let the Ohio players keep that up, and I don't know. That's pretty good. Heaven. Callers on the line. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, Sneaky, how you doing? Caller from the 562. You are on the air with Stevie G. Who is calling Stevie G tonight?
What's up, Stevie G? This is Complicated Passions from the LBC.
What's up, Complicated Passions? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Just I had my computer on, and I was here asleep, but then when I heard the music come on, I'm like, oh, it's showtime. And that was at 6 o'clock, so that was cool.
It's showtime when the music comes on. That's everywhere. That's universal, man.
Oh, yeah, it is.
What you going to do for us now? You going to sing for us? You going to rap for us? You going to do poetry? You going to tell a joke? What's up?
I'm going to do a poem. It's a little short piece that's got about 95 words in it.
Well, man, do whatever you want. This is your dime. Go ahead. Everybody,
right.
This Complicated Passions. What's the name of your poem, Complicated?
The Eyes of Love.
The Eyes of Love. Go ahead and
All
do
right.
your thing.
All right. It would be that first knock at her door, the one to fill my imagination. It was a moment captured by a reflection of everything I would ever desire. A love of the same mind. This brought my heart to temptation, thinking I could love forever. The thought intrigued me to have this possibility become the moments I would dream about, having my passion be the whispers of your melody. These emotions would bring feelings to every word burning in my heart from that first look into her eyes. And that's that piece.
Wow, that was beautiful, man. I really like that.
Thank you.
I think you believe in that song that just went off, don't you?
Well, I'm from that era, so yeah, I would believe in that because I heard that when I was a teenager.
Oh, yeah, I did too. Man, that was really a nice poem, man. What was the name of that again?
The Eyes of Love, and it's in a project I'm working on for next year, which is going to be a pretty interesting book because I've tried to read some that said that they were this, and so I said, well, let me write those because I'm not reading them, so I'm going to write that and surprise everybody with my title
Have
of the book
you
as well.
Published any books at all yet?
Yeah, in fact, I have a little book out right now that's called Complicated Passions. It's a 50-page book, but next week, I'm busting out with My Recipe for Love everywhere. People will be able to get that. You get that at your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, CreateSpace. You'll be able to get that book. It has over 200 pages of something like you just heard right there and some even more sensual, but beautifully written and in good taste.
Okay. Well, make sure you type that into the chat room so we'll know, you know, everybody can copy it and paste it somewhere where they can – remember to take care of going out to get that, man.
Yeah, you know, I'll just do that in the chat room so they can find me, and then that way they'll know where they can look for that book because you come to my page, and then you'll see it posted on my page.
Okay, you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I have a Facebook page, which is called Complicated Passions,
okay.
And I have a regular page, which is called my name's Samuel Rain, and you can find me there.
All right, well, put all your information in the chat room, man. Whoever wants it that comes in can see it and copy it down. And I'm pretty sure, man, you just keep pushing the word about your book and you'll get the sales down like you like, man. I know how it feels, man, you know. I have
exactly.
a book out, too.
Exactly.
You know, and if you don't, you know, push it the right direction, then it's not going to happen for you, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to publish it the right way and push it out there the right way.
Oh, yeah.
The right looking at you, man. That's,
yep, you got to have the right audience. You got to have the right audience for that.
Man, you know, coming into this room, doing this music is new for me. I had a show on with a young lady, Poetic Energy, and she started me on this road to the radio thing. And, you know, I co-host for her for so long, and she couldn't do it any longer, so I stepped back for a little while. But then, you know, it was all poetry. It was no music. And now I've incorporated music into the show, you know, and it's just,
it's going to take a while for people to come out and do what they do, what you want them to do. You know, it takes a minute to get people going and get people in the flow of things that you do. So,
exactly,
hey, just have well, faith, man.
I put my hand in that cookie jar too, and I'm hosting a show tomorrow on Blog Talk, just like you're doing today. I did one last week and it was great. It was just I mostly played tracks and took a few callers and we did poetry, but it was mostly about the music. And so tomorrow I'm going to do it again. And
hey, put your information in there for the show so I can come out and check you out tomorrow night.
I will do that.
No way that I'm going to let you come in here and support me every week and I don't return the favor, man. That's not going to happen. We got to help each other out, so that's how we'll start.
That's right. That's how you do it. Support begets support, and that's what happens.
I appreciate you coming out, Complicated Passion. Always, right, man. You're always welcome to come out here and do whatever you want. You got nothing but mad love for me, that's for sure.
All right.
I don't care if you're off from the West Coast. East Coast?
I heard that. No, you and I walk the same path,
man,
and we're about the same age.
I'm going to put some music on and keep the entertainment going, man. And please put that information in so I can see it. Put your Facebook page and everything. I'll get it copied down and we can become friends on Facebook. And we'll keep this thing moving with each other, man.
Well, in fact, I think we are Facebook friends.
Okay. It's just under Complicated Passions?
Samuel Rain.
Okay. Then I'll hook up with you on there. When I finish, if you're on Facebook, we can do all that exchanging of information on there.
Beautiful. All right. Thank
you,
man.
All
right. Peace.
Okay, man. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to go do the music thing, man. Thanks for coming out with the phone, man.
Not a problem.
All right. Good night now.
Good night.
That was Complicated Passions. That was a beautiful poem, man. I like that brother. He seems like a good brother. I'm definitely going to hook up with him, and we're going to, or maybe we can do some things together. Who knows? Anyway, I'm going to get back to the music, and we're going to put some Robert Winters and Fall Magic Man. Well, come on, Robert. You're taking too long to come up.
And return like that. Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. Tricks with cards are easy to do, and tricks with hearts will cast a spell on you. Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hands touch your heart and make your love appear. I will stop your crowns and turn them upside down, cause I'll be around to hold you near. If your heart is broken, bring it to me. With a wave I'll mend it. Ooh, you'll see, baby, that I'm your magic man. Yeah. On stage and lights I'll dazzle your eyes, and later on at night I'll make you realize, baby, I'm your magic man. Yeah. I'm your magic man, won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear. I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, cause I'll be around. Thank you.
That was Robert Winters and Fall with Magic Man. Magic Man. I wish I could do some magic. I'd magic me $1 million right here in front of my computer. Anyway, I'm going to keep the show rolling. I like to just welcome the people in chat room and people online, on call, that are on hold, that are listening. Thanks for coming out. Like I said, if you want to get in, all you got to do is what Complicated Passion did and hit the option one to talk, to speak, to be poetic, to be a songstress, whatever. But I'm going to keep the music going. I'm going to get a little funky on y'all. 1972, a group came out. Terrible group, terrible group. When I say terrible, I mean that in a good way. A good way. They are Mandrill. Have you heard of Mandrill before? Mandrill. Fence Walk. Mandrill got sick, I guess. Well, that was Mandrill with Fence Walk. And I don't know what happened to Mandrill, but Mandrill decided that they wanted to sleep for a minute, I guess. I'm going to keep the music going. And if I can, and try to put on a little love music. I know everybody loves love music. Peaches and Herb reunited. I know you guys all remember that one. How could you forget that? That's an unforgettable song. And, Complicated, I'm having some kind of a problem with the chat room, but I'm reading what you wrote me, and when the show is over, I'll make sure that I send you, or I'll find you on Facebook, and we can hook up. I don't know why the chat room's acting crazy, but it is. Okay, it's my turn to do a little poetry for the evening. And I wrote a poem. It's called Mars and Venus, not that long ago, maybe 6-7 months ago. And I'm going to read it for you and drop it for you right now. Mars and Venus is the title. I want it this way and she another. It's truly hard to understand how we became lovers. She is all woman, loaded with sensitivity and I'm that man bearing abundant masculinity. She's into red and I'm digging blue. I can't figure her out and she's lost in the sauce too. But we seem to manage every single day. We realize God made us this way. She gets on my nerves sometimes, I swear. But her nerve-wrecking ways don't alter the way I care. I'm simply confused about her at times. Could it be that she's just that damn fine? Well, to me, she is the fairest of them all. She is my personal Cinderella at our own private ball. Confused by her ways, maybe I am. But it's something about this confusion that makes me the man I am. For her, that is. Anyone else would have been gone a long time ago. So long gone. But it's her. And for anyone else, it would have been a totally different song. But it's her. She's is and always will remain my boo, no matter what planet we've been assigned to. So be it Venus or be it Mars, Saturn or some far-off star, I'm crazy about you, and I love you just the way you are. And that's my piece. And we're going to get back to the music after I give my weekly toast. You know I got to do it. That's the ice in the glass. And this is the crown pouring in the glass. Ooh, that sounded wonderful. And this is me raising my glass to all the people who have class. And thanks for coming out. Now we can get back to the music. Okay. Back to the music it is. And let's see what we're going to play tonight. How about a little Mary J. Blige? You remind me. Mary J. This is old school Mary J. says, Mary J., would you remind me? Mary J., you remind me. That was in the 90s. But it was a good song. I liked it. I ain't prejudiced against the 90s. I had to live through them, too. Anyway, I'm going to take it back a little bit with Quincy Jones and Secret Garden. Y'all remember that one. I know all the ladies do. Quincy Jones, baby.
Tell me a secret.
Thank you. you think I got what you need, show you right.
Secret Garden. That was Secret Garden, Quincy Jones. Man, he had some artists on that song. I'm telling you. We're going to keep the music going. We only have a few more minutes left in the show. I appreciate everybody coming out. Thank you very much. I always love having you. But like I said, we're going to keep the music going. Remember the little peanut head dude from the Apollo that won the Apollo for like 6-7 weeks straight, maybe even more than that? David Peaston. I don't know if you guys remember him, but he could put it down. The guy had a voice on him. And the name of this song that I'm playing for you right now is called Can I? David Peaston.
Can I?
Be in love with you.
David Peaston with Can I? He put that song into a really good perspective, I tell you. That man can sing. Well, it's just about over for Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. And you know what? I love you guys. I'm glad you came out. I wish I could do this 3 or 4 times a week now. You know, I really do. And I just want to let you guys know that I really do appreciate you coming out. You make my week, and you make my weekend. It's such a pleasure to get online and have such a good time. Doesn't matter how many people you got in the room, as long as you're enjoying yourself. Complicated Passions, man, you put it down tonight. I'm going to hook up with you on Facebook, I promise. As soon as this show is over, I'm going to go take care of that. Callers in the room from the 919, from the 201, from the 354. Thanks for dropping in. And all you callers out there, please come back again next week. We're going to start it all over again. I love you guys. Have a great weekend. Please come back again next week.